totally normal. 35 years old. So funny. I'm so happy that this is what I'm doing. Genuinely, I didn't think I'd even be doing half this good in life at this point. And the fact that I am, I must be grateful. It is the only way. My gosh. Look at this. I'm actually, what I'm doing is I'm procrastinating because this is intimidating. All right. So I'm going to put this on green for this. Typically, I hit it on white, but I think green is fine. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 173 of the podcast. On today's episode, I got some fun, unique pieces on the table. Big church warden, the three-way Puffco top, the new recycling tube pivot top. I got a nano double fuse RBR and a little Sherlock pivot or proxy. Bunch of fun flavors of hash too. Some of the new green dot they just dropped and some wormhole that I got recently traded on when I was up at the Tetra Lounge event, which I'm going to talk about today too. We just did an event with Puffco, but first. Beautiful. I mean, how fun is that? It's so fun. Man. Oh, my boy Pat killed this piece. So, again, I've talked about it in another episode, but he's doing a really good job with these proxy pieces. Man, that thing rips. So fun to smoke. So smooth, obviously, because it's a larger piece, got a longer run, giving that a little time to cool, but Even if it wasn't like that, it'd be super smooth. A lot of these Puffco units deliver super smooth hit. Sorry, my mic was a little bit away from me. That piece was so big, though. It just had to be done. Had to move it. Man. Oh, that's so awesome. Anytime I smoke one of these church wardens, I feel like I'm, like, getting ready to, like, go on a quest or just got home from one. I want to, like, take these to the mountains. I want to go on a hike. I want to take fucking mushrooms and fucking hike the mountain for 5-6 hours. And just be puffing on my church warden all the way up. That sounds so awesome. Maybe I'll try and plan that for my birthday next year. Like one day off. Make sure the wife and the kiddo are safe at home. And everybody's got what they need. And I'll go to the mountains with a bag of mushrooms and a church warden. And I'll climb the mountain. Go on a real fucking quest, dude. I'll get a cloak. Something cool. Either way, I can't wait. Wow. What a nice way to start the episode. This thing fucking rips. It was so fun up at Tetra Lounge. Like, watching everybody rip the church wardens and all the different, like, crazy, like, Puffco pieces we brought, like the four-way, like, adapter where you can put four Puffco Peak Pros and a fucking pivot on the top. We brought the Terp Saber up there, which you can hit 5 Puffco units off of. Super, super fun. I did, like, long check with people. We were going, like, back-to-back who could, like, hit or dab, take, like, the biggest dab or the longest. You know, just real childish, fun things. What any 35-year-old would do. On a Thursday afternoon. It was awesome. And meeting just like all the different people who work in the Colorado division of Puffco and all the different like collectors and like people who are like all about hash there. It was just super good time. And we actually sold some glass too, which I was surprised. Like, of course you bring glass to sell at events like that, but typically events like that aren't really like selling events. They're more just like showing or telling people about your brand, informing people. They're not really like big selling events, but we sold a lot of glass there. I was really surprised. Yeah, and it was just cool to see all the feedback from people hitting like the honey jar tops, like all the different Puffco stuff we got. And just like people were so hyped up. It was like genuine. I was like, damn, okay, fucking, we are making some fucking cool shit, dude. This rules. Yeah, and like Puffco, oh my God, they hooked it up. I'm like, I want my company to be big enough and successful enough to like accommodate people in the way that company does. I want to like get to that level of success where like I can just just do big things with it. And I think we're getting there. We're on track. And what's cool is like we have a totally different like path we're on. So I think that in the end, like the more companies that are pursuing bigger things, it's going to give people who like to enjoy and collect in this community more options to experience events, not just a bunch of this more of the same, you know what I mean? A little bit different. And all the work we're doing with Puffco too. I mean, God, PuffCon coming up. There's just so many things. Oh my gosh, this morning I just spent all morning working on this like piece that I'm making because fucking Pat a couple weeks ago was like, I made one big crazy piece, which is still top secret, can't share yet. But he saw me making this specific piece and he was like, dude, he's like, you need to make like a pan flute for like the pivots. And then I was like, oh my God, dude, that's an amazing idea. So I had Puffco send me seven Mocha pivots. And I'm making a pan flute out of pivots, so you can rip seven of them at once. It's almost done. I'll definitely be testing it later today. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to feel seven like pearls just ripping. It's gonna sound like an army of drones flying around when I'm hitting this thing. It's gonna be like, it's gonna sound insane because of all the little pearls spinning, and how big of a hit I'm gonna get. I'm sure it's gonna be absurd. I'm just really excited to share it because it's just silly. And I already told the boys. I said tomorrow morning. When we all get here at 5 a.m., or when they get here, I was like, we're all gonna do a little fucking field trip. We're gonna go up to the mountains before sunrise, and we're gonna take some content of me like ripping the pan flute and hiking and getting to the top as the sun rises and stuff. We're gonna do something beautiful. You know what I mean? For the pan flute. Gosh, I'm kind of nervous to take a seven hit dry hit, seven piece dry hit, or whatever it is. It's like, you'll see. I'm gonna rip my fucking Puffco pivot next with this fucking recycling tube. And you'll see how big of a hit it is. So it's like, I don't even know if I could possibly even do seven of those at once. But either way, it's gonna be fun. And just like seeing a device with like seven pivots hooked on it looking like a pan flute, it's just fucking fun, dude. And I think at the end of the day, that's what, as much as we try to have like obviously a professional functioning business here, I try to find ways to make things really fun too and not just so like businessy. It's a balance, like anything. I'll take a little sip of my coffee here, and then I'm gonna take a hit on this pivot recycling tube, and we'll talk about that for a minute. So the other day, I made like this little tube for my pivot just for fun, because I had like some extra, an extra perk and this and that around. So I just made it, and then people seemed really hyped on it, and I was like, okay, I'll make another one, but go a little crazier just for fun. And so I did this one. Basically, it's just an oversized pivot stand that we sell. So it has like a bigger foot on it. I forgot to fucking flatten the bottom of this thing, so it's a little wobbly. I was just in a rush yesterday. I benched this, and so now this went in the kiln. I just stuck it on my bench. I was so excited to smoke it. It should have exploded, but it didn't. So it means the welds were good. But it's got a little base to hold it. You got your pivot right here. Your standard, turbine fitting that you find on all of our pivot tops. Now, anyways. And you just like for me, I just double click this thing. Let's make sure she's charged. All right, she's warming up. Just toss in this, and I might have to stand up. Let's see. No, we can hit it sitting. Just gotta sit up straight, proper. So this thing is absurd. It gives me massive hits, and it makes me go, Puffco, we need a bigger device with this type of setup. Because the gloves, I mean, just the clouds I'm getting on this little tiny pivot with this absurd setup. You don't need all this. You can just have your fucking dry top too. But so let's just get started. Whoa. Oh my God. I gotta stand up. Oh-ho. Oh-ho. Now, I didn't do a great job hitting that. But I really had a good time. Typically, I hit it standing up at a table. Sitting was a little harder because the cloud it gives you is so much. Did you guys see that? Oh my god. There's nothing left in there. It like vaporizes it so well. I'm sorry I'm coughing like that, but did you see it? That's a lot, right? Surprising. For a little pen. Making that pen work, dude. Fucking making that pen work, dude. Oh my god. Oh my god. So I've taken a few dab videos with this setup, and I do have to recover after. But obviously we're shooting a podcast, so you're going to watch me just recover for a minute. Because this thing... Oh my god. And it's not burnt. I'm picky, dude. I will not take a big burnt dab. If I'm pulling on a piece, and it tastes too hot or burnt, I'm going to, like, stop and go, like, no, I'm good. I'm going to let me reset that, at least with a nail. With these, at the Tetra event, at least for, like, the dry tops, talking to a bunch of people, and I think the consensus is that you can run it on red or white because of the higher airflow nature of the cap. The higher airflow and the movement of the oil, because it's so spinning the pearl so fast and the high airflow, all that is cooling that smoke and moving the oil around quick enough and cooling the chamber down that white isn't hitting as hot as it normally does with a stock cap or another cap. Because that airflow is cooling that white down a little bit, you're able to get like a bigger dab at a proper time. Oh my god, I'm coughing from like the density of smoke. It was so smooth, but it was like so many terps. Overwhelming, truly. So that's a fun time. Been smoking that stupid fucking thing. It's not something I'm selling. I just wanted to show you guys. I made one for myself because the coolest part about this career I've pursued, my craft, is that I actually like smoking weed. So I get to make stuff for myself. And I made that thing that pushes that pen to a level that I don't even think the makers of Puffco thought it was going to do. Like that thing, the turbine, the way the bottom of this is set up, the way it expands before it hits the perk or anything, and the vacuum it puts on it because of the setup, you just get so much smoke. And because you're running out on white, it's vaping it so quick. And it's just moving all that oil so fast. Like, I have people be like, oh, there must be oil everywhere. I'm like, no, the bottom of these fucking fittings are lapped. So when it goes into the silicone, it sits flat on the metal top of that, like, chamber. So it's, like, for the most part, like, clipping a cap onto a fucking Tupperware. Like, the oil's going to stay in the hot part. It's not really going to go anywhere else. Holy fuck. And because the cuts are so sharp, they're like spinning everything really fast, but also pushing that oil down. So it's like forcing it to just keep vaporizing as it climbs the walls. And then it's a little recycling bong, which is so silly. It's so fun though, dude. Oh my god. That thing gets me like... God damn it. That might be like... For the price point and the... easy replaceable like atomizers, the whole way it's set up, I haven't had to replace one yet, but they gave me a couple and I was like, asked them how much they were and I was like, damn dude, that's like crazy. These are probably like the most affordable biggest dab setup I've found. Like I'm getting like, it's a pretty legit dab. Like that's the type of dab where like you don't know if you're gonna be able to finish it every time. And you guys were watching, so I made sure I tried to finish it. It choked me up, though. Holy fuck. I was like, whoa. Like, that thing chokes me up. I can't believe that. Like, and now what I would say is I run it on white, and I'm only going to get maybe like 7 to 9 full white, like white big ass dabs like that before I have to charge it. But obviously, it's using a lot of battery power that long of a heat up. It's like over 30 seconds. It's like 30 to 40 seconds of just like clouds. So, but I just charge mine. Anytime I'm done with it, I just plug it back in just because it's like my little dude. It's so fast. Like, I'll heat up my nail and stuff while I'm working and do all that because I'm like, I still like mostly smoke my quartz. But I guess maybe it's like half and half now. I don't even know. It's usually just situational. The puff goes great for at home because it's quiet and discreet, and there's not a bunch of like moving parts. I really like the quartz for when I'm at the shop or I'm really trying to like taste terps at all different temps. Now, I think you can do that with the puff go too because they're super customizable with the temperatures. I've never done that. I just run stock temps, whatever the fuck that is. I run it on green or I run it on white. Like, I don't know. Maybe what's happened is I've gotten older. Like, as much I smoke hash all day and love it, and I'm very picky with what type of hash I like, but I'm also like not as picky as I used to be with like all the temperature stuff. Like, like obviously I don't want a hot dab. I don't want to get hurt. That's no fun. Or have a panic attack induced by a hot dab. However, like I'll rip the puff coat at all different temps. Honestly, all the different temps on the puff coat, like none of it's as hot as a hot dab. Like, none of it like burns it like black. Like it's just like warmer than, the setting, whatever setting you're used to. Like I have people be like, I don't know how you hit the pivot on white. I'm like, clouds, dude. And they're like, oh, the flavor's probably all fucked up then. You're just taking hot dabs. And I'm like, no, I would not just sit here and take hot dabs. I'm not interested. I maybe if I was living in upstate New York still, and all I had was a half gram, and I don't know when the next time I'm ever gonna see someone with hash again. Then yeah, I would take a really hot like 0.1 so that I got violently high. But I'm not. I'm in Colorado. I have access to hash. I got all the glass in the world. I don't need to take hot dabs. If anything, I'll take a dab that's too low and then I'll take a second dab that's a little warmer. So that way I get my actual dab. But if I could pick, no, I don't take hot dabs. Now it doesn't mean I don't take hot dabs sometimes. Hey, sometimes when you warm up the nail with a glass blowing torch, certain parts of the nail get a lot hotter. You didn't realize the oil climbs and hits that super hot spot, and now your perfect temp dab turns into a hot dab. It usually only happens with the bigger nails because when it's such a large piece of quartz, it's like hard for me to gauge how hot the whole thing is. So sometimes when you're hitting the 4-footer, you hit a hot spot, and then you're like, woof. Pretty much every dab on the 4-footer has been a hot dab, I'd say, honestly, because I want to make sure that it's good to go. So you're better off just taking it hot. But my point to this whole rant about hot dabs is I don't want to take hot dabs. And ripping the pivot on white might be a hot dab on the stock top or another aftermarket top, but I'm not experiencing that with the dry top, or I only smoke the pivot on white. Like, I've hit it on green and I've hit it on blue and this and that. I'm like, yeah, the flavor's different. I'm not even going to say better because, like, I feel like with that thicker, denser cloud, I'm actually getting way more flavor. Then when it's like a lighter vapor cloud, I don't know, dude. And when you're like blowing clouds out of these things too, especially the pivot, when you got at least like I would say a 4 to 5 mil pearl in there. I like the 5 mil now. I've been smoking different sizes on the pivot for like a month now, and like I think I'm pretty set on the 5. But either way, you can feel the rumble of it even ripping this tube. Like I'll be hitting that tube and like I'm feeling the pearl spinning inside there just as if there was like a slurper on there with a pillar spinning and you feel it in the piece. And I think that's why I like it so much, because I'm like that spinning action. That shit's super cool. Like, I don't know if I was saying this the other day. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the brand Fume. They make like these like smokeless devices people use that are like fidgeting. They're also used to quit smoking. It's like a vapor thing you pull on, it just says flavor, whatever. I was like, damn, they need to add a new feature to that little fume box that just has like a pearl spinning in a turbine chamber when you pull on it. Because even my guys here that don't smoke anymore, like they were testing all the pivot tops before we shipped. And they were like, They're like, dude, I might just need one of these to fucking, this is, I don't know why I like pulling on this, like hitting it. It's just like, it's like the feeling, the like spin and everything of it, and the way it's like humming and vibrating. I don't know. It's weird. It's like this tactile kind of thing. I don't know. It's like, it's interesting. Anyone that has a dry top, if you hit it with hash, it does the same thing. But if you hit it completely dry with nothing in it and the pearl just goes crazy, it's like the whole thing is like resonance is happening. What I'm saying is ancient Egyptians, resonance. If we all vibrate the pearls at the same time with our pivots, we could cut rock, levitate rock. I don't know. Build something cool together. Be remembered. Either way, the point was, we're talking about resonance, right? That's, no, I'm just kidding. Pivots rip, though. They're fun. That dab was crazy. Oh, man. Might have to go for a little traditional... A little traditional dab here in a second before we get into any more of these shenanigans with the Puffco stuff. Man, fucking, we first got to Tetra though, we got all set up and we got hit with a crazy storm. I felt bad, like everyone's booths looked so nice and everyone's shit got fucked up. But then by 3:30 we were all set back up again. Just like, that's Colorado shit, especially like in the summer, it'll be like beautiful out, and then random cloud. We'll just be like, hey, check this out. Like a seriously powerful storm with tons of wind. Isn't that crazy? Oh, man. But everyone stayed really positive. We did lose a couple pieces of glass, but they were just little pivot tops. And it was just because when we moved the case inside, the doors open, it slid open. They started falling out of the case and hitting the floor. Only one broke. I think it's just because it hit another one and another one fell on top of it. It was the vibration, because when glass falls, if you ever drop a piece of glass, it never breaks on the first bounce. It's the second and third is when it starts breaking. The first bounce, glass will just bounce. Like, first time it hits the floor, it's going to bounce. It's like when it bounces and starts going back, and it's like that vibration, it's like when that resonates through the whole piece, explosions happen. Resonance, that's what it's all about, this whole thing. But really, I'm just like a lot more stoned than I anticipated. I should have known. I've been smoking that tube since yesterday, and I'm having a great time. But it is shocking, honestly. It's crazy. And like, I don't know, man. Puffco's not paying me to say any of this stuff either. I just smoke hash all day, and they sent me a bunch of devices, and I've just been having fun playing with them. As simple as that. For me, it's like, it's a nice balance of doing my art and then doing experiments and then back and forth between the two things. Like, basically doing my drops like I talked about last time. Then after drops, I want a couple days where I'm just goofing off. But yeah. Finding that balance is tough, though, because most of the time we really got to crush, just because it's a crazy world out there. Crazy world, a lot of bills, especially because we're trying to do big things with glass. I think we're doing a really great job though, especially because everyone's fucking focused and crushing. But man, I hope my pan flute works out, y'all. Gosh, I'm creating instruments that, like, you got, there's so many fun things I want to share. But closer to PuffCon is when I gotta share everything. That's what the people who around me are telling me to do. Like, you gotta wait till it's closer to PuffCon. I'm like, fucking hell. I'm like a little kid. Like, have you ever seen that like meme where it's like, it's not even like really a meme, but it's a family video of like two kids like in front of a birthday cake and everyone's singing happy birthday. And the one little brother keeps trying to blow out the candles, and the dad keeps putting like a paper plate in front of him so he doesn't blow out the candles for his other little brother, whatever the situation. But it's because the kid was so excited. He's like, I just want to fucking blow out the candles. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I've made some crazy pieces of glass in the last couple months that I haven't been allowed to share, and I'm freaking out. And I'm like, dude, like, I think I realized that one of my main motivators for glass blowing is just to show you guys cool stuff. Like, I'm like, If I can't show the cool thing I made, like, I'm not a happy camper. And everything's great. I'm happy. But I walk by these pieces that I've made, and I'm like, I haven't been allowed to share that one. And I want to, not that I'm not allowed, but people are asking me to do it in a certain way. And I'm like, fine. 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 That's fine. My way has seemed to work this long, but fine. That's fine. And we're all fine, and I'm fine. Oh, I don't think I'm fine, dude. I really want to show off some of these pieces. They're crazy. On the podcast? Okay, soon. Sometimes these big nails, I'll even get a hot dab. I like to warm the whole thing up, though. That way the whole hollow pillar in there can, like, stack and vaporize everything. If only the bottom's hot, then it's just going to be a sticky mess up here, dude. Needless to say, this year has been quite exciting so far. Some massive changes to our team and our life. But we just, a lot of good things, and I don't know, it's wild. We're halfway through the year, more than halfway through the year, and we're still glass blowers, guys. This is crazy. Damn, I am so much more stoned than I anticipated off that. I almost, like, apologize. I know that's kind of, like, what I've done for the last 5 years on here, is just got too stoned, but still, even to this day, episode 173, I'm, like, a little more stoned than I anticipated. Like, I have my boy Turner here. He's the jack of all trades. He's doing everything, but he's helping me with editing clips and running the Bearmount Instagram and stuff and editing clips of the podcast. So he's watching the podcast and sending me clips, and I'm just, like, seeing myself, and I'm like, whoa, dude, like, I'm definitely more stoned than I anticipated right there, for sure. I can tell. I can tell just by my eyes, dude. The weeds that got me that time. I might have to start wearing, like, I understand why certain podcasters wear sunglasses while they're podcasting. Because if you're sleepy or you're super stoned or you got a headache or whatever's going on, but in my case, typically it's sleep deprivation and copious amounts of high quality terps. that combination right there, boy oh boy, you'll look sleepy or way too stoned. But that's okay. You know, because this is what it takes. You know, it's hard work. Zahn is living. It's hard work, though. That's what my guy Turner, he'll see me over there on the floor after taking too big of a dab and just trying to recover, and he'll just look at me and go, hard work. And he might be making fun of me. He might be belittling me in my hard work. I don't know. But either way, I'm going to take it on the chin and go, yeah, this is hard work, Turner. Do you know how hard it is to be an adult and do this many dabs in a row? It's scary. It's terrifying, dude. This is like, I gotta get the clips, though. I gotta show people how sick everything is that we're making. I'm not even showing you guys even half of it, though. There's so many other things. There's so much not being posted because there's no way for me to dab on all these things. Nothing would get done, and that'd be a problem. And what I'm trying to do is mitigate problems, because oftentimes I find I'm the problem. Not really, though. I just think that I'm a little bit, I might get in the way a lot. You know, my thing is, I'm just trying to stay out of the way, dude. You know, I hope everybody has a good time. Well, that's enough of that. Wow. Wow. The density of the smoke, I would say, is one of the big differences I notice with the Puffco or any electronic rig versus a quartz nail and a pillar. If, you know, wow, yeah, strong. If you take, that's why I love the pivot, because it uses that, like, vortex action where you have, like, a pearl in there spinning. I'm using a pillar inside this nail. There's something about that action, which, to me, it's just, like, stirring the pot. And if the thing you're stirring the pot with is also hot, then everything is being vaporized. It's just more surface area. It's just more efficient. I feel like it gives you a way denser cloud because it's vaporizing more material at a higher rate. If there was a way to have a deeper chamber for specific electronic rig products that was set up in a way where, you know, a pillar or a pearl can spin in there, they would all fucking just get way denser clouds. But that's why, like, I've been playing around with a carb cap for my Peak Pro that's just made for spinning pearls, so I can get even denser clouds on my Peak Pro stuff. I'll probably show that before this podcast even comes out. So if you're watching this, go check out my Instagram. You'll probably see it there. You know, again, all these ideas and all these new pieces and all these tests, it is tough work, I must say. And I don't feel bad for myself or nothing. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, wow. Because after this, I have to go out there and crush and tell everybody what to do and be a good leader. And I'm going to look like this. And that's a problem. Only one guy out there smokes weed right now. The rest of them, just not right now, which is fine. But it means I have to smoke all this by myself. You know, it's just, I'm not complaining or nothing, but I'm just saying that I really thought that everyone being here, everyone hits one piece. We all were able to test things. It's all good. But now it's all on me right now. Me and Michael. My boy Evan is feeling under the weather, so he's not here. There's another Evan here. Still not used to it. That's fine. I like him. Not used to two of the same names. Yeah, maybe I'll change my name. I don't know. I don't know, dude. I did too many weeds already. I don't even know what's happening. I need to sip my coffee. So let's talk about PuffCon briefly for a second before I take another dab here. We were very, very excited to go. We have some really fun ideas that I'm going to kind of workshop through the Patreon and on here. But one of the big ones is we're going to have a 10x10 booth, and we're going to be in the lot, not the Glass Village, because we wanted a bigger booth. Because majority of our booth, I was thinking somewhere in like a 70-30 range, 70% is just fun activities. And then 30% will be stuff for sale. So majority of the booth is just going to be activities. Now, all these special activities will come with some sort of badge or sticker showing you achieved that at the Bear Mountain booth. We're going to have different things like very large pieces with multiple Puffcos on it. If you're able to finish it and clear the whole thing, you get this badge. We'll have like Terp Saver stuff. Ones where we have a large hookah that's like has multiple Puffcos hooked to it, that if you and your partner can finish it, you get the partner badge for this one. Like, that way people can collect them each year, each time. And when you're walking around PuffCon, people go, oh shit, you did that. And you're like, yeah, I'm freaking out, but I'm going back in 2 hours after I eat some food to try the next one, because I'm talking to Puffco about how do I have something where we can have a bong over 10 foot tall. Like, I need to have some sort of like stairway, or maybe a portable stair set we get from someone rented with maybe like a waiver people sign if they want to do that specific challenge. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to see what's possible. But we are driving the glass out to California so that we can bring all these large, crazy pieces we're building for it that will all be challenge based and fun. And then we'll also have a whole like section, we'll have a whole section of just tester pieces that are our actual product we sell, so you can like try all the different tops we sell before you buy. So that's gonna be kind of the fun thing we're able to offer. Hey, if you just want to come take a dab at our booth and test our actual things we sell, or do you want to try one of the challenges, or do you just want to buy some shit and watch people try the challenges? And then make it more of like a carnival-y kind of fun game, achievement-based booth where you get to make a memory, take a video of it, show your friends the dumb fucking thing you did. Like, yeah. And just chuckle, laugh a little bit. God damn. I am so much more stoned than I anticipated. And I'm figuring it out. I know I'll figure it out. Oh my God, I'm so excited for my pan flute. I hope it works out, guys. I'm kind of like a kid on Christmas. I haven't finished it yet. It's so close to being done. I'm in final assembly, and then it has to cool in a kiln, and then I have to cold work it somehow. which means I have to cut open all the different pivot sections and put the turbine cuts in, and then warm it up again and polish everything. But either way, I'm so excited to clip all the pivots into it. I hope I don't fuck it up, dude. I just want to see it. I just want to hold it. I want to post it. I want everyone to be like, that's stupid, Evan. And I go, exactly. That's free will, brother. I chose to do this. I did this. So stupid. So funny. And that's the only stuff that makes me truly like get super excited anymore. Like feel like a little kid is when it's just that dumb, silly shit. Dude, I think I might even have a tear coming to my eye thinking about it, bro. Or maybe my eyes are just really dry from all these dabs. Either way, I'm very excited. And I hope I don't fuck it up. I'm in a good spot with it. In a spot where, like, my guys keep, every time I take it out of the kiln, they stop and just watch. And they're like, that's fucking crazy. And it's like, dude, it's a fucking pan flute, bro. Oh, my God. I shouldn't even be sharing about this now, but it's a fucking podcast. By the time this podcast comes out, everyone will have seen this on Instagram one way or another. That's my hope. You know, I shouldn't even be saying that. It's not done yet. But I believe in myself, dude. I'm trying to fucking manifest it, whatever that fucking means, you know? And you just think about something. Here's how I see it. The only impressive things I ever did on a skateboard were the things that I could picture myself doing. And when I think about myself doing those tricks, for some reason I could do those tricks. I don't know what that is, but 1 + 1 = 2. That makes sense. I try it in Glass World. Worked so far. Do it again. Like, very basic caveman style. But it works for me, dude. I tell people I don't have my grade 10, and I just use that as a crutch for any of my dumb decisions. But it's kind of true. But either way, funny. Man, I'm so, let's talk about this. It's time. I'm sorry. Don't mind me. You know, it's, you try to do this, all right? You try to talk to your internet friends when they're not actually here right now. Like this. Oh, when you're this stoned. Forget about it. It's way too much. Is there a dab in here? Okay, there's a dab in that one already. Do we have battery? I just thought about it, you know? I ever just, like, think about it and you go, man, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. No, I'm just kidding. It's early. It's like 11 a.m. We're fine. We're gonna be fine. Aijah, we're going to be fine, dude. Everything's fine. That's actually, if we start titling episodes, episode 173, everything's fine. I'm so excited, dude. We're all just working on so many different things together. I don't feel alone anymore. I don't know what that is. Now I feel like, dude, I had people around me for years working, but all of a sudden, I don't know what it is. There's some sort of perfect, like, flow happening here. Maybe I'm drinking enough water now. I don't know. I always try to... If life seems good, I always try to make sure it's not just that I'm hydrated, you know, because sometimes you're just really dehydrated for months and then you drink some water and you're like, damn, my life's kind of, things aren't so bad. And you're like, oh, was I just dehydrated for like a month? At least that's my experience. Now, that might not be yours. Now we gotta get the pivot all set because, like I said, this is the, Well, again, if you've ever been in a situation where you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I could hit all three of my Puffcos right now, this would be how you do that. I've had too much caffeine today. That's one thing I will say. I definitely did too many caffeines. No doubt. I feel it. They say your brain doesn't have any sort of like feeling of like pain or whatever in it. It's actually just the skin or like the sac around the brain that feels pain. So I guess what I'm trying to say is right now is my brain sac hurts right now, dude. Like the thing that holds the brain. And I think that's what a headache is, when your brain sac is contracting and it's uncomfortable. You know, I probably need to drink more water. But like to me, like coffee is just bean water. It is just water. And steamed half and half is cow water mixed with steamed water. So it's basically just elevated water. So I am drinking water. And see, I'm going to make that a reality. I'm going to feel fine in like 10 minutes. Hydration. All right. Let's see what we got going on here. So there's that. Very nice. It's fun. You know, it's one of those things. It's one of those things I made and I was like, someone will like this. Not for sale, but someone on the internet will go, yes. The goal with our Patreon events, which we'll be announcing soon here, we're going to be doing it up in Denver this year. But our goal with those is to bring those people out that see this type of stuff and go, yes. Because the more those people I can get into one room, the more I can make sure I'm not crazy. Because I'll be like, look at all these people. I can't be crazy. You don't have this many crazy people. Like, we're told this is normal. Like, these giant bongs with all these connections, totally normal. 35 years old. So funny. I'm so happy that this is what I'm doing. Genuinely, I didn't think I'd even be doing half this good in life at this point. And the fact that I am, I must be grateful. It is the only way. Look at this. I'm actually, what I'm doing is I'm procrastinating because this is intimidating. All right. So I'm going to put this on green for this. Typically I hit it on white, but I think green is fine. Let's put this on green too. And then green. Fully greened out. Okay, so it's gonna be all right, man. I'm gonna be fine, dude. I'm gonna let it warm up. I'm totally calm. Like, this is fine, dude. And exactly, Aja, thank you. Pivot is warmed up, but I like to actually give that a second. Oh, there we go. They're all there. Oh, God. It's painful. Not really smooth. It's an abundance. It's gluttonous. But it works. If you were in a position. Whoa. We hear that pearl spinning. Again, if you're in a position where you're like, hey, I want to hit like all three of my Puffco devices at once. And hypothetically, if I ever offered these and you got one, then you can do that. Oh my gosh. Now, if that was the only dab I was taking this episode, I would champ that thing. But every little pull on that was like, well, I'll tell you. It was overwhelming. You know, it was a lot. It was great. I mean, all green. Flavor was good. But my throat was already fried from like this many dabs in a row. It was really the dab on the fucking bong thing, because like I was sitting weird, and then just you know my, when your form is off, you could even like roll your ankle or something. I basically rolled my ankle. I rolled my throat ankle, dude. Fucking my form was off. Yeah, I know that it like looked like I landed it, but I landed weird, bro. My throat angle is all fucking. Whatever they call that, dude. Esophagus. Oh really makes you think. Puffco sent me like four more proxies as well. And they're like, did you make something crazy with a bunch of proxies? I was like, yeah, we already had plans to. I just didn't have enough, but thank you. Now I do. Oh my gosh. But again, I think I might need to legitimately bring in a professional bong smoker to help me. Because I still want to do it, but I would like to watch the function more than be the guinea pig sometimes. I'm having a great time, but I think that this is a job for two, if not three. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's, again, maybe I should have started with this. I thought about starting with this, but I thought about previous episodes where I started with like something really aggressive, and what happens that entire episode, it becomes not much glass related, more rants of just whatever I'm dealing with in life, I think. But either way, trying to keep it heavy glass, heavy whatever we're currently working on. And this has definitely been kind of like a fun little somewhat viral thing that happened on Instagram when I posted this. People were really hyped on it, just the silliness of it. And at the Tetra Lounge, people had a blast smoking it. I saw a lot of people get destroyed by this thing. Like, you don't, oh my gosh, because the pivot really just hits you just right away. And then there's just, dude, it's like this really aggressive, like, wave just smacks you immediately from the pivot. And then all of a sudden, the ocean comes behind it, dude. Like, it's like from the fucking Peak Pro, and I saw people doing it like rainbow mode or whatever the fucking party mode shit is on these. And I was like, damn, dude. It's really impressive, dude. Just a lot of people just doing some impressive stuff. I saw just people like not even ready, like getting like way too stoned off riffing, like, you know, a bunch of Puffcos, which is wild. Like, the cloud you can get when you combine a few of these things is pretty absurd. It's like when you hit a fucking way too big of a dab on a nail, for sure. Which isn't always the goal. Sometimes you're just trying to smoke some hash and watch a movie, not do some dumb shit. But for those times when you do want to do some dumb shit, I like to at least be one of the tools in the shed that you could grab. Make sure you have one of my crazy pieces in there, just in case. If you're trying to do something stupid with your friends. Man. This was fun. So to recap today, Tetra Lounge ruled. We're excited for PuffCon. I'm going to bring some really cool stuff. That fucking pivot is crazy. When set up properly with enough hash, like I said, a disrespectful amount of hash, honestly. But it rips when done like that. We're going to have, I think, a small drop today of just like some pivot dry tops, just because the last one sold out so quick and there was a bunch of people that were super bummed, so tried to put together another whole drop. But then working on a big RBR, like, and then my, you know, art piece, my fancier stuff drop for later on this month. So lots happening. I would recommend going to bmsglass.com and signing up for our newsletter. That way you get email notifications about drops and updates on stuff. So if you see something you want, you know when it's dropping, or if you're looking for a specific design. And make sure you're following Bear Mountain Studios on Instagram too, because my boy Turner's starting to run that Instagram and do a lot more behind the scenes stuff, where he's walking around filming stuff, showing process shots, showing all different cool perspective, and he's only going to do more. And yeah, this was awesome. Definitely got way more stoned than anticipated. Episode 173. Hope you all have a great day. Thanks, everybody. Whoa, dude. That was like a lot.